I think it's the indication that something is really changing in Africa. When you look to the figures, you see that Africa is growing now the last 10 years with an average of more or less 6% every year. You see also a growing middle class, an emerging middle class of more than 200 million people living in Africa. And it's clear that Africa shall be in the center of the challenges of the future, economic challenges, challenges of security, and also geopolitical challenges. So I think it's very important that an editor as Forbes has taken the decision to make a special edition for Africa. It shows that Africa is the future, I think, economically and politically.
When you were the Prime Minister of Belgium, what were the policies of Belgium towards African countries? And now, as you said, as they had the European Parliament, what do you see as the political shift towards the relationship between Europe and Africa?
Well, it has to be a relationship that is a balanced relationship. We have a common history. It's not always a very easy history that we have in common with Africa, but we have to take our responsibility. That's the reason why I'm very much in favor to continue our efforts to help a huge number of African countries with public money, and to raise this help to more or less 0.7% of GDP. And Belgium is 0.64% of GDP. So it's a good example of what is necessary. Naturally, public help given by Western nations alone is not enough. There is also a need for economic reforms in Africa, for certainty, judicial certainty. There is a need also for recognition of property rights in Africa. All this is necessary if we want to see a better economic outlook for the future.
You have China investing heavily in a lot of African countries. It's perceived that Europe will be given a run for its money if it doesn't change its attitude towards doing business in Africa. What do you think could change, or what do you think can improve the relations? Because Africa has had a long relations with Europe.
Has long relations with Europe, and what we see is more and more influence of the Chinese in a number of countries, with a number of good results, but also bad results, with some dangers. For example, the fact that there is that the debts of a number of African countries are growing. So at the moment that the international community want to reduce the debts of the African countries, these policies of the Chinese create a danger that there is new debts that shall emerge in Africa and in African countries. So the best strategy we can follow as Europeans is to combine our forces. The problem is that France alone, Germany alone, Britain alone, Belgium alone is doing and is developing some policies in some countries of the African Union. And what should be better is to make a global package, a package of the European Union proposed by Europe to the different countries of Africa. And that's not enough. There is a huge part of the European budget is money that is going to Africa, but you have still the bilateral aid that is given by most of the European countries. And if we could combine all these gifts and all that money and all these programs, then you should have a good alternative, I think, for the policies followed by the Chinese.
Now, let's look at the European Parliament. Is there any paradigm shift about doing business in Africa in these modern times when Africa is open for business? And what do you see as the prospect of forming policies and implementing policies in Africa that would strengthen the bilateral and multilateral relations, business relations in Africa?
Well, since 2007 now, there is a common program, an agreement made between the African Union and the European Union, with the European Commission in the lead, to increase, improve economically this relationship between Africa and the European Union. And one of the advantages of this is that for most now of the products, certainly for all agricultural products, there are no longer barriers in Europe. So agricultural products can easily go into the European markets without the taxation as we have seen it in the past. And we have simply to continue on that track, and not only to give this preferential treatment to products coming from Africa for agriculture products, but to do it also for other products, for other goods, for industrial products and goods, for example.
Now, finally, what would be your message to Africa in these times?
Well, the best thing that can happen for Africa is now to invest in good governance, because I think that is still the big problem. Why there is a growth of 6%? 6% is not so bad growth in Africa, but it could be 10%, a double-digit growth, I think, if there were other political leaders in a number of countries, if there was more democracy, and if there was, I should say, more transparency and more democratic accountability. I think there is one reality that we have to recognize for Africa, that is that the political institutions as are so important to create growth as the economic institutions.